You're listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of August 20th, 2012, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and kept it off for now 2 decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week I want to talk about the benefits of raw juicing of vegetables and fruits.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, so there are a lot of really good reasons why you would want to consider doing that.
Okay.
Putting, you know, we started doing it a number of years ago when we made an investment in a juicer. Mm-hmm. And more recently there have been studies that have shown that people lose weight from incorporating juicing as part of their healthy diet.
Oh.
So that always draws attention to people if you can do something that will help you to lose weight. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you why. And this probably wasn't part of the study. It's just that the reason why that would work is because when you consistently drink fresh raw juices, especially vegetable juices, you're creating an alkaline environment in your body.
Okay.
And as part of the philosophy that I've been teaching is that the more alkaline your body, the more easily you will lose weight because your body creates fat sometimes to protect it from acid, creates fat cells. Mm-hmm. So when you're more alkaline, your body has no need to hold on to that fat. Mm-hmm. So you can lose it more easily that way.
Right. It creates kind of this quarantine of fat with this acid in it to keep it away from the organs, right?
Right, right. Okay. So that's one of the benefits of juicing is that you create a more alkaline environment in your body.
Which is more conducive to weight loss.
Exactly. Okay. And to health in general. And
okay.
That's what makes a healthy body is an alkaline environment.
Okay.
The other thing that it's great for is when you take a vegetable or a fruit and push it through a juicer, basically it's like squeezing all the water and all of the vitamins and minerals and the antioxidants and the phytonutrients into one part of the juicer and it comes out as the juice, and then the other part is just all the fiber, like the roughage part.
Okay.
So you can, if you had 5 carrots sitting in front of you, if you had to chew and eat all those carrots, you probably won't do
right.
it. I mean, most people won't do it. But it would take a long time and it takes up a lot of volume in your stomach too to try to get 5 carrots in there. If you took 5 carrots and put them through a juicer, you're going to get about a half a cup of juice and you can just drink that really easily and you get the nutrients of 5 carrots
right.
in one little small amount of juice.
Now staying to the whole discussion, what about it that you're there's not all the fibers in that little glass of juice?
Well, that's right. So you're getting a concentrated amount of nutrients. Now a juice is not a meal. So you can't use juice as a meal replacement. You have to also eat vegetables and fruits
okay.
and other foods, and you could actually have a vegetable juice as part of your meal
okay.
So that you're also getting fiber from eating fruits and vegetables as well. Like you should probably eat a salad or eat some lightly steamed vegetables as part of your regular meals during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So juicing, unless you're really, really sick and you can't eat a lot of other food, juicing only is not a good idea.
Okay.
So you need it. That was one thing I wanted to point out. It's a supplemental way of getting more nutrients into your body.
Okay.
And a really good one. You absorb them quickly. You absorb the nutrients quickly. If you ate a big amount of vegetables and chewed it all, it would take a long time for your body to extract all of those nutrients out.
Okay.
And sometimes you don't absorb them all very well.
Oh.
Especially if your digestive system is compromised in any way. But when you drink a juice, it nearly almost goes more bioavailable. It goes right into your bloodstream.
Okay.
Right through your intestine wall into your bloodstream. And it's very fast. It happens fast.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that you also, when you juice, you can have a lot of different kinds of vegetables all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, it usually allows people to have a wider variety
okay.
than what you would normally eat.
Okay.
So that's good too. Now there's a few things that I probably would want to point out. If you're just beginning with your juicing, you want to start with things you like already.
Okay.
So
okay.
if you like carrots, if you like cucumbers, if you like celery, apples and lettuces, those would be the things I would say to start out with at first and just start juicing the things that you like.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, as you get a little more advanced, you can start adding more things in there, like some really good dark greens, mm-hmm. like kale and chard mm-hmm. and a little bit of cabbage. Don't ever go too much on the cabbage because it's a very strong flavor and you probably won't like it.
Okay.
You want to have a lot of different other things in there also, in addition to the cabbage.
Well, and give us some tips, because I understand that carrots, although when you eat a carrot, it doesn't feel like it's super sweet, but carrot juice certainly adds sweetness to the whole, right?
It does, and that's why I like carrots in the juice. Mm-hmm. Like, I usually, my favorite juice is just carrots and celery and apple. I usually just do one apple.
Okay.
And then
give us that recipe. So one apple,
about three or four carrots.
Three or four carrots.
Yeah, okay. And then maybe a stalk or two of celery.
Okay.
And if you have something else, you can throw it in there, like a cucumber or even just a piece of a cucumber.
Okay.
A lot of times just pieces of things, too, are fine. You don't
sure.
have to do the whole stalk of something.
Sure.
Yeah, and then a couple leaves of lettuce or something.
Okay.
And that's great. And then you can expand after that.
Okay. Great, Dee. Thank you for another informative week. Diet Science is the official weekly podcast of Process Free America. We're a nonprofit dedicated to eliminating childhood and adult obesity through nutrition education to both young and old. Catch other podcasts and lots of cool articles and some videos at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.